This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles Show. My name is Daniel Smukowski. I am the founder of Special Chronicles, a Southern Tribal Global Messenger alum with Special Olympics and a Health Messenger, among other titles. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, we are recapping. This is part two of a recap of our new Special Olympics Illinois Health Messenger training, Becoming a Health Messenger, featuring a conversation with my good friend Loan Miller, as we share our audio diary reflections from the training that took place on February 24th, along with new in part two that we didn't cover in part one. We'll be also talking about the second part as well. And so please put your virtual hands together as we welcome back on the Special Chronicles podcast, for I believe a five-time guest, possibly, our good friend Loan Miller. Welcome back, Loan.
Hey.
Reflecting on what we loan and kind of what we hope to see from this experience, what, and again, maybe in some of our biggest takeaways, we've talked about this, but I guess summing up, what have we loaned? What? Yeah, kind of sum up, and then we'll go into what we hope to see. But let's cover the second bullet first. What do we hope? What we kind of reflect briefly on what we have learned from this Becoming Health Messenger training, whether it was the emotional health or the Fit Five or inclusive health advocacy, what have we learned? I'll let you go first, Loan.
What have I learned? So I learned a lot about the emotional health. Of course, the fruit infused water, that was great, but mostly hearing other people's stories and hearing other people's opinions and ideas on mental and emotional health was really huge for me, because it's something that I strive to talk about in my blog all the time, and to express that we are just as capable as anyone else. And so that goes to the inclusive health, as you have mentioned, that was actually a huge takeaway for me too, from the health messenger training, because we not only do we get to have these services, but we also are allowed to express how we feel inside, and hearing more of that from everyone and not just a couple people shows, like, it's very inspirational to me. I feel really moved when I hear other people's stories. And I definitely feel really moved when I hear how much Special Olympics has impacted them, because I know how much it has impacted me. And It makes me feel really good inside too, and it makes me feel joy in telling everyone how much Special Olympics has played a huge part in my life, and I hope that other people feel the same way.
Absolutely. I think for myself, reflecting upon what I've learned is similar to you, the infusing the strawberries and cucumbers in my water with hydration and drinking 5 bottles of water every day. Again, that's 16 to 20 ounce water bottle. That was one of the biggest things that I learned, but also in addition to that is the inclusive health advocate. The inclusive health advocacy is what I also learned about the importance of speaking up for yourself and speaking up for others like your teammates and what inclusive health means. Being an athlete leader for as long as we have been, you and I have been athlete leaders, and even being a Southern Tribal Global Messenger the past 5 years, I've heard that inclusive health tome. I've heard that thrown around, but I never truly, truly understood what that meant. And so that was one of the biggest things that I've learned is what inclusive health is, and then how we can help to in our role as a health messenger, how we can educate the community about inclusive health.
Right. Want to take this minute to thank Dave Green, because honestly, that's how it all started for me, was Dave Green asking me what I would like to do for Special Olympics, and because I was able to, now that I'm also a health messenger and seeing how far I've come with it, with my training, you know, I feel like I just feel like Dave Breen was the reason why this has all happened.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to agree. And I'm sure Dave will, you know what, I will try to drop him a text to let him know, to listening to this episode, to let Dave know that just like you, Lohan, I'm also grateful for Dave's support to always encouraging us to be the athlete leaders that we are, and encouraging other Special Olympics staff to listen to us, because it's not just Special Olympics. It's not an organization. It's not a movement that's for us athletes. It's led by us athletes.
And it's also a family.
It's also a family, yeah. That's what I think what a lot of people should know. And relating it back to inclusive health, Special Olympics, and again, maybe that's also tied with unified sports. For those of you who don't know, people without disabilities playing on the same team with us. But that's something that Dave has always championed, and that what a lot of people need to know is that Special Olympics is a family, but also it's an organization. Special Olympics is a movement that's led by us Special Olympics athletes.
Right, and right.
So unique, and that's what we want all of you listening know, is that even though it's led by Lohan and me and the 6 million Special Olympics athletes across the globe, it's led by us, but you listening right now, or watching, you listening or watching right now, you can join us. We'll put links in the show notes to where you can connect with your local Special Olympics program. If you're not listen, if you're not in Illinois, if you're listening in another state or another country, but also these health resources, you can join us in these inclusive health resources. SpecialChronicles.com/health, SpecialChronicles.com/health. A lot of the Fit Five and a lot of the School of Strength and inclusive health resources that Loan and I have learned about, you can benefit from too. So we've put all those on an easy page for you all to have access to. SpecialChronicles.com/health. And with that, what do we hope to see from this experience? Let's kind of tie in with, in 30 seconds to kind of sum up this biggest takeaways. What do we hope to see from this experience?
More people acknowledging how capable they are. Feeling capable and feeling like you can do it is basically the roots to doing like everything I've, like, for example, everything I've done, and having the confidence to share my journey and my story. Like, that's a really important aspect. So feeling capable, feeling confident, that's where it starts.
And jumping off of what you said, Loan, what I hope to see from this experience is that we are able to go through our health journeys. We are able to motivate each other. We're able to empower each other to live a healthy lifestyle. We're able to I'm blanking on the word that you just said, Loan.
Capable and confidence.
That we're able to motivate ourselves, but motivate our fellow athletes, our teammates, motivate all of you listening. All of you listening are able to be motivated and encouraged and empowered to take your healthy lifestyle to another level. Just like Loan and I are becoming health messengers and taking our health journeys, our healthy, our inclusive health lifestyles to another level. We hope this will empower you. And that's what I hope to see from this experience. With that, we're going to go ahead and take a short break to let you all know that support for Special Chronicles comes from ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program, the country's first energy and solar efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. And with that, my dad is going to love how short the break is. I was kind of already coming down to 10 seconds, and I think I nailed it. Okay, so you all can go to specialchronicles.com/contact, specialchronicles.com/contact, and there's a contact form, and you can there's a drop-down menu, and you can send a message to Adam, who's our business manager, my dad, and let him know that you loved how short our sponsor breaks are. SpecialChronicles.com/contact. All right. With that, I don't know if I said I put a pin on this at the top, but we briefly mentioned goals at the top, and now as we have now talked about our biggest, we talked about our motivations to becoming health messenger at the top of the episode. Then we talked about our biggest takeaways from this becoming a health messenger training. But now, as we talk about our goals and talk about what kind of health messenger that we hope to be, how do we hope to inspire healthy habits? So in talking about what kind of health messenger that we want to be, how do we hope to inspire healthy habits?
Well, I use my blog for all of this, but also your activation project is this little health mini series. My activation project is going to be going down to summer games, I'm going to come up with a few interview questions, and I'm going to ask some of these athletes these questions I'm going to come up with, and then I'm going to come back home, and I'm going to write this all up, type it, and put it in as in a blog post, and I'm going to publish it, and then people can read about what I got to experience interviewing some of the athletes down at summer games. So I'm going to use that definitely to talk about these healthy habits.
Awesome. And speaking of, if those of you want to follow Loewen's blog, we put a link up to your blog, Loewen, on specialchronicles.com/blog. specialchronicles.com/blog. If you want to find an easy link to Loewen's exceptionalities blog. Jumping off of, I feel like everything that you're saying, Loewen, I'm just jumping off of because we jive so well. But how I hope to inspire our community to spread healthy habits is to encourage people not to smoke or to take steps to quit if they are, to determine what kind of skills that you need to support healthy habits, advocacy, talking to doctors, educating healthy athletes, healthy habit stations. I hope that's one of the things I hope to, I did not make it down to compete at summer games this year, but I hope to hopefully help out Taylor with the healthy habits station. And similarly to you, some of the goals that I have is to, for one, this health mini series 2.0 to develop a list of five topics, so five episodes, based on everything that we learned about in the Becoming a Health Messenger training. But really narrowing that down into just five topics. So it's we did when the pandemic started in March of 2020, we did a health messenger mini series 1.0. So this is a health mini series 2.0, kind of taking it to a new level with new topics and talking to new people. And that's similarly to you, because one of the things that I hope that this will kind of build upon the previous health podcast episodes that I did on this specialchronicles.com/health, but I hope to incorporate health topics part of our Special Olympics movement on this health series. Highlighted so many different Special Olympics programs that we've had, whether it's sports, unified champion schools, athlete leadership, and so now health is the next part of that. And I want to hopefully educate people that we want equal access to inclusive health, and that we're a certified health messenger. So we're working on in locally in Illinois, we are certified health messengers. But once Loewen, you complete your activation, once I complete this health mini series, which will be for me, it'll be completed in hopefully September 2024, September of this year, and this 2.0 health mini series will be than I will be in SOI, Special Olympics International's eyes, a certified health messenger. So similarly to you, and maybe even maybe at summer games we can help each other out, whether it's with the healthy habits stations or
right. So Daniel, it just so happens that I didn't qualify either for my sport, and I'm going to be doing the same thing you are doing. So maybe we'll get to help each other out.
Yeah. So we'll have to talk to Taylor. I think I've got a call with Taylor this maybe tomorrow. I don't know. My schedule is so jam-packed, so I'll have to check my calendar. But we should talk to Taylor and see if we can, whether it's with the Healthy Habit Stations or even with that blog that you said, maybe we can, like, do a joint, like, maybe I could, like, joint interviews where, like, you could publish a blog on your blog, and then if we do, like, a video, we do a video interview, maybe
Daniel,
we could, like...
Why don't you talk to Taylor and see if you can do the call together?
Okay, yeah, I will. We will do that. Folks, more news to come. If you are not yet following, just tap that follow button on the Special Chronicles podcast, and we will hopefully update you this June, whenever Summer Games is. I don't have the dates off the top of my head. Where do we hope? And again, we have like 10 minutes left, so we wanted to kind of run through the last kind of segment quickly, but to kind of tie a nice bow on this goals of a health messenger. Where do we want to see in 1 year? And so in February 2025, in 1 year, so in next year, where do we want to see in 1 year once we have completed our activation, our health messenger activation? Where do we want to see in 1 year?
Well, I hope my activation project develops into more than just my activation project. I guess what I'm saying is that I want to use that to launch. I want to use that to get to all these athletes and do what sort of what you're doing with your podcast and getting these athlete stories on my blog and sharing them with everyone. I've been really lacking in the my blog has been really lacking in the sense that I haven't been reaching out to other people. I've been more focusing on on me and my story, and I don't want to just launch my story. I want to launch other people's stories.
Awesome. I love that. For myself, I believe, jumping off of what you said, Lone, what I want to see in 1 year is building upon this health miniseries 2.0. I want to reach and empower and impact not just our teammates and our Illinois athlete leaders and athletes in Illinois, but also nationally and internationally. I hope that other Special Olympics programs and even doctors and healthcare professionals to use this health miniseries 2.0 to use as a resource. Other Special Olympics programs to use this as to kind of educate with their health messengers, but also healthcare professionals and doctors to use this health miniseries 2.0 as a resource of how we and the over 6 million Special Olympics athletes across the globe, how inclusive health directly benefits and supports us. So yeah, there we go.
Great, that's awesome.
We have it. With that, it is about time to take our final break as we get to some final thoughts in just a moment. support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Business Resource Group, connecting people of all abilities. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united. And whoa, oh, sorry, I kind of faded that off a little bit too fast. But with, whoa, what did I just do? I flagged something on here. flagged something on there. So with that, some social media plugs. We mentioned this at the top of the episode, Lowen, but we'll, a lot of the resources, if you guys are listening to this, you can go back and listen to previous Inclusive Health series on the Special Chronicles podcast and find resources such as the Fit 5 Guide. I'm holding that for our viewers on our YouTube, specialchronicles.com/health, where you can find resources such as the Fit 5 Fitness Cards. I can find how to get your Fit 5, a guide to achieving fitness and your personal best with physical activity, nutrition, and hydration. And if you want to learn how to make your very own do-it-yourself DIY stress ball, all you need is a balloon, rice, and you can make your own DIY stress ball. It is really bally. I don't know. I'm trying to make a joke there. It is. It's easy. It's fun. Here we go. So we should talk to we should talk to Mimi and see if we should get a whole team to make DIY stress balls.
That would be an amazing idea, Daniel.
Just like that.
Definitely,
so we'll
suggest that to Mimi.
Let's have Mimi listen to this episode, and then yeah. Anyways, with that, Lowen, we'll put a link. I'll put a link in the show notes to your blog, and for those of you listening, just head on over to specialchronicles.com/blog, and you can find a link to Lowen's blog on there, as well as it will be in the show notes for this episode. Any final thoughts on your overall time here today? This is, again, you, Lowen, have been a 5-time guest on the Special Chronicles podcast.
Yeah,
5-time guest. As a 5-time guest, do you have any final thoughts on your overall time here today on this
health? Yeah. I wanted to say how honored I am to have been on this your podcast 5 times. That's just so cool. I love what you've done with your podcast. And second, I want to go back to the whole message of the United Airlines Bridge program, uniting all abilities. That's basically what you're doing, Daniel, with your podcast, and what I'm trying to do with my blog. And let's keep on doing that.
Absolutely. I am jumping off one last time, jumping off to what your final thoughts, Lowen, is. I'm grateful to be friends with you. I'm grateful to have you as a 5-time guest. The fact that we drive so well and be able to kind of talk off the cuff on this, as we share the kind of a audio diary reflections of becoming a health messenger, it's always a joy to talk with you and have our listeners hear and see how we're able to bond with each other and connect with each other and connect with the listeners of all abilities. With that, I am getting a text from my mom, so that's about time to get to that final question as we wrap up. But we've got a bumper, so let's go ahead and roll that bumper.
We're not just athletes.
The ambassadors of an uprising. Peaceful protesters.
In a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of difference.
Difference.
Our demands are
equality.
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 Dignity.
Dignity.
Dignity. And the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop
or accept anything less
Today, our world is
more divided than ever.
And coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution
is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
And with that, ever since I attended the Special Olympics 2019 World Games in Abu Dhabi, including all of our guests with one final question, but I'm going to put a health spin to this final question, Loen. And I'm going to also, usually I don't answer this question, but I'm going to, because again, we all, it's a round table conversation. We're going back and forth. I'm going to also answer it as well, but I'm going to let you go first and answer. What does inclusive health mean to you?
Wow. Okay. So inclusive health means that we are all able to express how capable and how confident in ourselves we all are. And it means that we're all able to share our stories and share the joy we feel with everything we're able to do and celebrate who we are and see that what we say are our disabilities are really not disabilities. They are abilities that push us to strive for more and put it into action.
Awesome. And absolutely. For myself, whatever inclusive health means is that we all have equal access to inclusive healthcare, that we all have equal access to achieve our physical fitness, that we all have access to our personal best when it comes to physical activity, nutrition, hydration, emotional health, such as strong minds. We all have equal access to all the different parts of inclusive health, from strong minds and emotional health to physical fitness and all and everything in between. There we go. There we have it.
Lovely.
A few final plugs as we wrap up this episode. I want to remind you to support Special Chronicles with either a one-time or even better, a monthly donation. If you want to receive it, if you want to watch Loen and I get ready for this podcast, our pre-show, you can have exclusive access to our bonus content, such as that pre-show, by becoming a member of our Patreon. You can find a link to join our Patreon at specialchronicles.com/give. That's specialchronicles.com/give. You can also shop our merchandise store and know that 60% of the profits will go to Special Chronicles. Our Special Chronicles merchandise store is managed by Outshine Labels. We have t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and candles. Visit specialchronicles.com/shop. That's specialchronicles.com/shop. And remember to keep following the Special Chronicles podcast or tap that follow button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And this new episodes drop weekly. Don't miss our original content to help you make impactful, inclusive connections in your life through our podcast. And remember, our website, specialchronicles.com, one of our supervisors, Loen, at the Seagate, was so impressed with the specialchronicles.com website. So specialchronicles.com, folks, is where you can go to stream our archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free, and to follow Special Chronicles on social media and YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great week, Loen. Thank you again for taking the time to come back on as a five-time guest. I look forward to having you on again. And I'm sure this won't be the last time that you'll be on.
But we should definitely celebrate the fact that I was on here five times together.
We should. Did that dissolve a coffee at work?
We could do that, or we could find a way where we can get together and actually do something face to face.
Face to face, yeah, I like that better. Let's Yeah, let's plan that. And I know we've been talking about that for a while, but yeah, let's celebrate the fact that you have been a five-time guest on the Special Chronicles podcast. Thanks all for listening. And until then, maybe we can say Tuesday included at the same time. Until then, have a great week. We'll see you back here next Monday, next week, same time, same place, specialchronicles.com. And until then, choose to include. Choose to include. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Our live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles. Respect and a voice to people with special needs.